If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. No food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's AxisLabCBD.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount.
Oh, man.
And we're back.
We're fucking back.
Dude, it feels like forever. Sorry, we're a little late with this this episode. I did have COVID, and it was a bitch, dude.
Or the flu.
It was a flu. It was definitely, it felt like COVID. I never had the flu before, so I don't know. That's crazy.
I never saw a thing they're trying to put, I don't know if it's true, but it was like it's going around that they're going to try and do like a
shutdown.
Another lockdown.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Because I'm just like, dude, can we just go back to being normal?
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. COVID was real, but it was all right, man. That thing was a bitch. Like, I've had coughs that
I'm more scared of this fucking red meat fucking shit.
Dude,
being allergic to red meat.
The mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, dude, lately I'll eat like a red steak or whatever. I get so nauseous and just throw up.
There's so many mosquitoes you probably got bit by. Do you think it was from a mosquito or you think it was from?
I don't know. I just know that fucking red meat's pretty much out of my diet at this point.
That's crazy.
But it's weird. Like, I can do a burger and sometimes I'm fine. But like, I did a burger like a few weeks or like last week or whatever. Dude ate it and I was just like, felt like absolute shit after I ate it. But it's not like I'm like allergic where like I can't breathe and shit. I just get nauseous like a motherfucker, dude, and then just start throw it all up.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the government's like, we're always going to, because this is a conspiracy. This is my brain just going crazy. You think the government's putting something in
now?
Yeah,
I think it's like the Maui fires conspiracy.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm sorry for all the Maui people in Maui that are
fucked up. Yeah. Not the Maui people.
Just what's
the
going
government?
On. The government, yes.
They sent them $700.
Yeah.
Here's $700. Dude, $700. We gave fucking like $5 billion to the Ukraine, but you can't give money out to your own people.
To your own United States property. You can't go and give them more than that. And on top of that, you know what they're doing. They're trying to make it a paradise island with the same thing they're doing in Cali. Move all the people out and then rebuild on top of it.
They're trying to make
it
like a smart city or something. Yeah. First ever smart city.
That's exactly what it is.
And like supposedly like the indigenous people have the rights to the land. They said no. So this is why they did the fire, because they can force them out.
Force them out.
Shit like that. It's fucking crazy, man.
That's what we've been doing, man. The United States has been knocking that squirrel out of the tree and saving them for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that just because they make it seem like they're the heroes.
Oh, dude, it's a fucking joke.
It's a joke.
I did make a bomb ass, grilled chicken sandwich yesterday, though.
Very good, man.
Yeah.
It was good. You said it's bomb, but I mean, was it good, so good? Good, good, good.
Yeah, dude, I did fresh long hots from the garden that I sauteed. The marinated chicken, which came out perfect, and then I did like fresh tomatoes, mayonnaise on like a fresh roll with some arugula.
That sounds really good,
dude. It hit the fucking spot.
That sounds really good.
It was really good.
Speaking of some marinating some chicken, I've been brining some chicken wings, man, and smoking them.
Mm-hmm.
God, Vinny,
I love a good brine.
I know you don't like the smoky. These aren't too smoky in smell and flavor, but the flavor is great because they're brined. But you would love them. I promise you that.
I do love a good one.
I fucked up chicken for you once. I'll never do that again.
God, drier than fucking the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, man. Frying
cold and dust came out.
I haven't messed up chicken ever since then, and I want to prove it to you. One day.
Yes.
One day when we're not busy.
We got to get crabbing still.
Yeah. But back on track, what I was saying here is, yeah, I was down for the count, man. My breathing's still a little fucked up from COVID, but or whatever it was. But yeah, the kid didn't get sick, so whatever it was, it went and passed out of my body. I sweated out in like 2 days.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's been like a week since it cleared up, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just let all those people out there know I didn't need to get any more jab shots, none of that bullshit. I was perfectly fine. I don't care if we get flagged or something like that. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. Don't do it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any of them, so
don't do it. Yeah. So if you are, you are a sheep.
I was yesterday out. The UFC fights are on. I was thinking about ordering them, but didn't. O'Malley fucking won too. Knocked out Sterling.
I was gonna ask you a question. Since we're talking about fights, O'Malley got knocked out?
No, O'Malley knocked
out. Oh, he knocked him out. I was going to say.
Knocked out Sterling, dude. And I was like, I was surprised. I thought Sterling was going to win by decision.
I need to, when's the next fight, actually?
I think it's not next week, the following week. And it's Holloway versus Green Zombie. I think it's a pay-per-view, but it's like at 8, it starts early. It's like an 8 a.m. card.
I don't even know who's, I mean, I haven't watched UFC in forever. But if you are watching it, I definitely will show up for that one.
Yeah, I mean, Skinny were talking about just doing some breakfast and watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
During the day?
That's an 8 a.m. card.
8 a.m. card. That's that's kind of crazy. I don't remember an 8 a.m.
They card. Do it when they go overseas.
Well, do they? Okay.
Like when they were doing like the Fight Island shit in like Saudi Arabia.
I don't ever remember watching one. Like, I would like to have a morning fight. I feel like you'd be amped up early.
It's nice. I like, because like normally I watch soccer Saturday morning. Okay. Like Tottenham comes on and shit.
Okay.
So I'll watch that. That, like, gets me, like, it's a good morning thing.
Good morning thing,
You make your breakfast, watch a sport, and then, like, when football season starts or whatever, rolls right into college day.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll play Sunday morning, so then you can watch that, and then it rolls right into NFL.
That's actually, yeah. I got you there.
Yeah, so it's good. What's I doing, too, finally?
August. Oh, so I'm in Texas, right? I went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
August 6th, I'm walking through the town, whatever, and I look over, I see Nate Diaz. And what's his name? Jake Paul fighting, dude.
Ah, dude, that bullshit.
Dude, it was it bullshit? Yeah, everyone in the city, even the cops on horses and stuff, were there. They all stopped in front of this one bar just to watch this fight, and we're all looking around like, dude.
It's because Nate was fighting. It's
because Nate, because he was in Houston too, so it's kind of cool. But he got. I didn't think he was gonna win that fight.
I did.
I didn't. You thought he was gonna win? Boxing and wrestling is two different things.
I would say
things.
If Nate was 5 years younger, Nate would have won. But Nate's he's old. Yeah. Jake Paul's young. It's just like, and for like being like Jake Paul's not a real boxer, and
Nate's more of
like a street fighter. So like, and a grappler. Yeah. So like, you take away the grappling, it's just standing up. Don't get me wrong, Nate has beautiful stand up, but beautiful stand up for MMA.
He does.
Boxing stand up is a whole different ball game.
Because even Conor McGregor was like, you know, I got
Conor guard. Was the best.
Well, best I'm saying,
ever, dude.
Well, I'm talking about
MMA fighter him commentating
on the fight prior to it happening. Mm. He was saying that Nate Diaz was going to win, and Conor and Nate aren't really big. They're not friends. But for Conor to say that and then Nate lose, I didn't think Nate was going to win, but I love Nate Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
He's a street fighter. He's from the heart, from the streets. I love that energy, but I just don't like Jake Paul. It's just he's not – like, I don't think he's a fighter. Is he making his way? He could be paying –
he's a boxer.
He could be paying people off, but I doubt that now.
I think some of them were a little rigged.
I think some of – yeah. Who's the one dude? Ben Askin or
that one was that thing real. That one was never a stand up fighter.
The one before that, I'm sorry,
Tyron Woodley.
Him, when he dropped his arm and he knocked him out, I just did not. I'm like,
I mean, I would eat a punch for fucking
for a couple million. Right?
Fuck yeah,
you know that's why Nate did it.
Yeah,
Nate was like, I don't give a fuck, man.
Nate's biggest payday probably
ever. You could call him he's been knocked around so much. That's why I know he did it for the money, man.
Absolutely,
I know he did it for the money.
I would have done it for the money too.
Oh yeah, dude. You asked me in another podcast, would you let Mike Tyson knock you out? I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, I would too.
I said I would eat
one
a lot
shot,
of money.
Though.
Yeah, one shot.
No more than one.
One shot, dude. I mean,
after one, you're probably blacked out anyway, it's like, whatever.
I was like, when I wake up from my 20-year coma, dude, let me live. Let me take that money and live. Don't spend it, Marina. Then you convince Marina, like, we need a bigger podcast. Put Kevin in the best hospital.
Put Kevin in the corner on his veteran landing machine.
Yeah, all right. Once in a while, he'll comment. I know it's early, dude, but I did get these because
I'm good, dude. My fucking stomach.
I can't eat them now. I couldn't eat them now.
Getting old sucks. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, dude, adulting is literally the worst fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like so many responsibilities. All you want to do is just like fucking like get peace and quiet somewhere and you just can't fucking find it.
I know.
It's insane. I'm like, and then you just think it's like, fuck, I have a kid to take care of. I have all these bills to fucking pay. I'm fucking stressed out at work. Yeah. It's like, it's not what you pictured yourself doing in life. And it's just like, well, now you got to fucking suck it up, tie your bootstraps and fucking do it. And you're just like, damn. I wish the fucking apocalypse did happen.
I
mean, you just go survive.
Is it, you get those moments where like,
don't have to worry about bills and shit.
Yeah, I know. Do you ever get to those moments where it's just like for a minute, you're like, this is beautiful. And all of a sudden, this kid just screams at the top of their lung. You're like,
there's days when I come home and I'm like, oh, it was a good day at work. And then, like, literally the next day, it all goes to fucking hell. I'm like, I can't even get a joy, like, one decent day at work where I'm like, I'm good at this. I can do it. And then you fucking keep going and it just gets worse and worse. You get fucking screened at by GC.
I know, dude.
I'm just like, but. And you can't, it's not like the old days where you're going to be like, go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Yeah. And now it's like, okay.
Like, God tests you when he does that, man. He's like, you're too happy today, man. I can't have that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I need to put you through another trial.
I got to fucking get this guy more depressed.
Yeah. But it makes you, I will say this, it makes you stronger, though, man. From where you were, like, from where we both were, I feel like we're both stronger men, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I am happy about that, but damn, does it hurt.
Oh, man, does it take a lot?
It takes a lot out of you, man.
There's just no time for anything either, man. It's like up at 5:30.
Yeah.
To work.
Yeah.
Then it's like home, take care of the fucking kid because the wife's still working. Uh-huh. Cook dinner, get the baby down. Then it's like, all right, I have an hour to 2 hours to myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just want to lay in bed and watch like a fucking TV show and go to sleep. And it's like repeat.
Deja vu every day.
Oh, dude, it's fucking insane. Now I understand those memes where it would show a guy like driving to work, at home, eat, sleep, and you're just like, and now I'm like, I fucking understand it.
You're that meme.
To the max.
Yeah, that meme.
You're just like, fuck, man. Repetition.
I think even this morning I texted you. I was like, dude, I'm up early, man.
We're stuck in the matrix, bro.
Yeah, we're in a fucking matrix, man. Don't ever ask anybody if you don't like
it. Oh, dude. Yeah, I know you did text me, and I was like, I got to go food shopping first.
I know.
If I don't get that done, I'll really feel the hammer from the wife here. Mm-hmm. You fucking just have that time to do the podcast, but you don't have time to go get vegetables for your daughter. Motherfucker.
It's so funny because like I'm always in the doghouse, but I clean my doghouse up.
I'm
got a TV in there now. I got an Xbox in there. My doghouse is sweet.
Comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna be in there for a while, I might as well make it comfortable.
Fucking A, man. I feel it.
But
thing for the week, dude. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, other than adult, I mean, everything's been. What are your new vices, dude? I'm trying to think of like since I've been a dad, I've been having new things to do, like hobbies. You know, like I can't smoke and drink like I used to because I get, you know, I have to be on.
Dude,
I mean, I do, but
I'm just a fucking scumbag.
I'm just a scumbag.
My new thing is I get home, like while she's chilling in her player or something, dude. Online poker.
Yeah, online poker.
Online poker all day. Play like some 5 and 10 cents hands. Yeah. Dude. Like once a week, I'll throw like $20 mm-hmm. on there, unless I like carry shit over.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's $20. I don't give a fuck.
Dude,
it's stupid money wise, mm-hmm. but I'm like, it just gives me some little bit.
You told
of,
me
like,
you would never do it. You're like, I don't like poker's fucking pussies, man.
Nah, I always like
poker. Well, you were more for, like, sports betting. I thought, at least.
Nah, I always like poker. Yeah, it's hard to find a group of guys
I like blackjack.
Want to play poker. Like, get together, throw up $20 each, play poker for a few hours, and then, like, winner takes the pot or whatever.
Teach me how to play, like, poker, like, great. Not great, but, like, I don't play poker enough to be, like, on it. I know it's about luck of the hand.
Not even just the luck, dude. It's really about balls, dude. Like
bluffing and all that shit, right?
Dude, it's a lot. And it's hard because I feel like when I play online and shit, I know it's rigged.
Yeah.
Because it'll be I'll have a hand. I'm like, I'm not playing that, and I'll fold it, and then it will just give me like a two. It would be like I'll get a two pair out of the flop.
A computer.
And I'm like, if I didn't fold, I guarantee that two pair mm-hmm. when it showed up. Like, I guarantee there's some kind of.
Dude, they shuffle that shit as soon as it happens. They,
well, it's the computer, so mm-hmm. I'm sure it's like some kind of code where it's like if someone folds, like they bring you back, but like, oh, next hand, I'll mm-hmm. play it and lose fucking money to someone.
If I win 20, if I win more than $20 in my betting, whatever, and I have like $25, I'll take that 20 out and mm-hmm. I'll keep betting with that five. But when you do that, it fucks up the algorithm. The next hand you play, you're just going to keep betting harder and harder.
You're
going to
lose.
You're going to lose. Yeah, so I bet small and take my money.
Can't play. Yeah, don't play online, dude.
No.
I should go to the casino play a little bit.
I'll go with you, Vinny.
Dude, they have a... like, Sydney Live has the fucking... They have a poker room and shit. Like, I checked it out before. It's like... It's not bad. It's like $1, $2 blinds. So, I mean, you're going to have to go with at least. If you're playing $1, $2 blinds, you probably have...
$50?
No, dude. You would need at least... I would say $200.
For a dollar?
Down. Well, because the blind... So, like, the blind moves every hand. So, like, you could be the small blind and big blind. So, there's always money in the pot.
Okay.
So no matter what, there's always two people has to put money into the pot.
Well, explain it to me, because I don't know the blind part. Maybe that's
what the blind is just like a...
Random?
Not random. It just so like, if there's five people at the table, right? Yeah. Say there's someone next to you. He's the $1 blind. You're the $2 blind. You're the big blind.
Okay.
So there's always money in the pot to start...
Start it off with.
To start the hands.
Okay.
So then
it's
like...
It's not you starting it
so
off.
So like, everyone can fold. Then the winner, or like say everyone folds... That guy folds too. Yeah. The guy next to you has the small blind,
okay.
The dollar blind. That means you'll get his dollar.
Okay.
Because you're the last one. But like, say if everyone plays, they can just like call. So like, if he wants to play his hand and he just wants to do minimum, he just has to put $2 in.
Gotcha.
But then if he's like, oh, I have a good hand, fuck these guys,
I'm putting in
$5.
$5.
So that means everyone has to, if they want to play their hand, put five.
That's what it is.
The guy that has the one has to only put four in because he already has $1 in the pot. You would only have to do three because you already have $2 in the pot.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then it keeps going.
I always see poker and people are like, I'm calling your bluff and I got to put more in. They're like, all right, I'm folding, I'm out.
Yeah.
They don't have enough money to cover their.
So like if you, like a bluff, like.
That's
that,
it.
Like, if I got two aces on my my cards, like, that's, like, all right, I'm, say, like, you want to, like, try and catch someone. Because sometimes I'll get, like, good cards
yeah.
and people aren't, like, really putting in. I'm like, all right, no one has a good set.
Yeah.
So I'll do a minimum and see if anyone wants to get aggressive, and then I'll double.
Then you double up.
Yeah.
And then I'll match your bet.
Yeah.
And okay.
Or you have nothing and be like, this guy probably has something small.
Yeah.
I'm tripling his bet,
and
he may be like, fuck, I don't have anything good, and fold, that means you get the pot. Like,
I'll play the online drawing, but I'll never know. They'll start taking my money. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
There's times where I'm like, I think I win, and then like it gives it to the next guy, and I'm like,
what the hell?
I didn't even get to see his fucking hand. Like,
dude,
what did he win? How did he beat me?
I was good, man. I had like three aces.
Yesterday, I went in on this guy. It was only like $5, but I had two aces, and then he flipped on a king, and then he actually had a jack as a sextant, so he had two pair over me, and I was just like...
Wait, like a full house or some shit?
No, full house is three of a kind plus
three of a kind.
Two.
Okay,
so you could have three kings and two aces would be a full house, or like...
Your cards, dude.
Yeah. I play a decent amount.
I need to get into it. Need to get into it.
It's fun. I mean, just down the World Series of Poker app, and you play with fake money.
Gambling's the devil.
Just play the World Series of Poker,
because
it's all fake. You just... You get chips every day, and you can play tables and whatever.
I stopped going on the online, some of the online apps I have, and they're all telling me, like, yo, you haven't been here in a while. We're going to cancel your what's the name? And I'm like, go ahead. Because I used to get caught up on the one thing. Dude, I was like, I looked at how much money I've put in and out.
They don't even get me started.
Dude, I'm not even going to tell you the number.
FanDuel is
my... Oh, FanDuel. Dude, they tell you, they show you. It's disgusting.
Oh, you hit the 25.
I'm like,
what? No, I didn't.
Do you have a gambling problem? Like, no, I have no gambling problem.
I'm like, it's just 20 bucks here.
20 bucks here? 20 bucks.
Fucking adds up quick, man, when you're not thinking about it.
I know, bro, but this the paper log, man, I don't even look at it.
I don't
believe my account. Yeah.
I'm like, whatever.
Let's
if I die tomorrow,
yeah.
Whatever.
Squirrel, let's get off that.
Yeah. You don't want the life left.
No. Anywho. But other than that, my vices have been just like working out.
I wish.
Yeah. Well,
you know what it is? If I wanted to, just say I wanted to work out and do something simple because like I can't do heavy shit because of my wrist.
Yeah.
I would have to get up at like fucking 4:30.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right.
Insane.
4:30. Yeah.
I could. It's just like the. But then like you think about like, dude, I normally wake up at 4 to 4:30 every morning.
Yeah.
And it's either take a piss, but I get up to piss only because I wake up with, like, fucking heart palpitations.
Yeah,
thinking about work, and I'm like, how much should I have to do, what I have to do.
That's tough.
Oh, dude, I can't even get a good night's sleep anymore.
Yeah, I think
unless
I know
it's Saturday. Like, normally, the only time I sleep good is Saturday,
because
it's like, all right, well, I know tomorrow's Sunday, so I don't have work. But, like, I woke up at 4 o'clock today, and I'm like, I'm already thinking about shit I have to do for Monday. And I'm just like, dude, life shouldn't be this fucking stressful.
I know.
Like, I'm like, I'm going to die of a heart attack at, like, fucking...
I'll say that, but I know what you mean.
I'm like, I shouldn't be waking up with my heart feel like it's fucking jumping out of my chest, because you just start thinking, it's like, God forbid, I did lose my job, then it's like, fuck, then health insurance,
the
bills,
all
the
that stuff would just
dude, it's fucking,
pile up in your brain.
Yeah, you're just like, worst case scenario bullshit, instead of being like, happy as a fuck.
I know. But I feel like I feel like either way, not to cut you off, I feel like you're a hustler no matter what. I feel like no matter what happens, me and you are not just going to sit around.
Oh, no, I would go out and find something.
Even
and
not over, not
stupid, like just to bring something in. It's like, or I would just go somewhere that's shitty pay that has decent benefits. You know what I mean?
Not to overshadow the feelings that you would feel from that that situation, but just to give, you know, just to think about it. I'm thinking about it too. I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm not going to be scared. Because I feel like me and you, which is like next best thing, we would make the best out of it and end up like running that. Well, yeah, I hope, but I just know how we are. I mean, we're not just some some simp who's like, oh, I'm not good enough.
I lost my job. I'm going to show my ass.
Yeah, I'm not good enough. You know, fuck that, dude. None one of our wives would, we don't want to hear them, you know, complain about, you know. So we're just going to overcome it. And even if we didn't have them, we still would do the same thing. It wouldn't matter. That's just how we are.
Honestly, if I wasn't married with a kid and I lost my job at this point in time, I would sell everything and move to somewhere where you could homestead. Good state. Yep.
Yeah.
I would just drop everything.
Make all
like,
your...
Yeah. Like not even Alaska, but like...
Alaska? That's...
I would probably move to Alaska.
I would move to Alaska.
I would move to like the middle of nowhere, like Montana or something
Montana?
Dude, just fucking buy like a 10-acre plot of land or something like that and just fucking build a little cabin.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whoa. Hold on. What about the industry? What about the industry that's zooming? Would you jump in? Would you have any shares into that to keep going?
The what?
Like money-wise. How break this down to me.
I would sell, like, I don't know. I just would sell all my shit so I had like enough money. Yes. Go buy a plot of land.
You get some money for that.
Yeah. Plot of land. Bring some chickens in, some goat, you know, and then like I can always sell eggs and bullshit and goat milk, whatever. But like, I just want to be self-sufficient where I wouldn't have to rely on anyone. Oh, I have to go out and shoot a few pheasants or whatever to bring meat in or a deer.
Do that too, dude, man.
Like, I feel like it'd be so much easier. Yeah, I wouldn't have like the benefits of fucking electricity or whatever, but I don't like there'd just be no worries in the world besides of like you on you. Everything's on you to provide for you, but like. It's different. I feel like it'd be different from like obviously working in an office. Like,
I'm
doing everything I can to provide for myself through this job. But instead of like being out in the wilderness and just being like self sufficient, I don't know. I feel like it'd be great.
You know, the people that are like, yo, I work fucking hard, man. And like, and they do work hard, but they really don't work hard. They just tell other people what to do and they're rich and famous versus the guy who's out there in the field really tending to all the things that need to tend to. And he's fucking chiseled out from lifting timber all day. I feel like that's a man.
That's what I want to fucking do.
You know what I mean?
I hate sitting in the office, man.
I do too.
I think about, I'm like, I'd rather just be working like a crumb, but like with my hands at least.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't need some dude with a manicure telling me I'm not a
building
man.
Building something or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, instead I'm sitting in the fucking... office most of the days, and I'm just like, ugh.
You feel like shit. I feel like
we're not meant to be.
No, I'm not meant to be
capped up in a box. Your box from your house.
Yeah.
Get in a box with wheels.
Yeah, you're right.
Drive to another box to sit in for days, and if not, like I do go to job sites. I'm just driving in a box to another box that's being built. Just look at. I'm just like, ugh. Instead, I could be fucking hiking up a mountain with a fucking gun on my shoulder and looking for a fucking deer.
That's what happens when you get in your 30s, man. You start talking about all the whatnots and this and that you want, you know. But I don't want to be in it. You're right. I don't want to be in an office. I want to just, I don't know.
Where I would like to be cooking fucking sandwiches for people every day.
Yeah. Dude, give me a stump, dude. Give me a nice little stump with some wood and give me a cast iron pan and let me go out in the wilderness and just let me cook on the weekends. Yeah,
find some fresh herbs.
Find some fresh herbs, cook it up like that.
That's
would
why
be
I
fun.
Also wish, like, even if like I did how to do this every day, I wish I was in a location where like I can just be like walk out back.
You want like a remote place where it's just like.
It's like not even remote. I can walk out back and be like, you know what? I'm just going to go venture off in the woods and I know I'm not going to run into anyone.
Yeah.
Because it's just fucking woods everywhere. Unless I drove the town that was like 30 minutes away or something. That'd be fucking ideal for me.
That's why I grew up in West Berlin. Like, I mean, obviously not. And that's really what it was. It was just a lot of wooded area. So you could walk in your backyard and there's not a lot of people that you walk into. Just the only few people in town. Like, there's a lot of people in town. But over here and like where we live now, it seems it's just backyard.
Yeah.
Another person, you just see their backyard and you wave and you can't get away from anyone, even if you wanted to go in your backyard.
And even around here, too, it sucks because it's not like you can go out, you're like, you know, I'm going to go walk my backyard and bring my bow and shoot a fucking deer or something.
Yeah.
Here, they'd be like, fucking throw you in jail.
I know.
You're probably too close to another resident.
True, but like, stop bitching, dude.
Shut up. Let me live.
Just let me live, that's a thing, man. So I feel like you're right. I do feel like I'm just it's like a little jail, man. You know, it's just like I can't do anything.
Yeah, luckily it's like I'm with my wife and shit and like the baby. It's like that's like the only fucking like good thing. Like joy. You have such a hard day, you come home and see that smile, you're like, fuck, it's all right. I guess I have to suffer. She makes it worth the suffering.
I see Max's little curly fro. He pops up. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm happy.
Yeah, her, she like, she's just a happy fucking girl, man. She is, dude. Then I'm like, great. Wait till she gets older and she starts fucking cursing and becoming like her own person. Like, oh, can you just stay small?
Yeah.
Just
stay small. I have a highlight of my pictures on my phone. I'm
nervous, man, with all the skanks in today's world. Like, last thing I need is her doing like TikToks or some shit when she gets older. Yeah. Fucking nipping that right in the butt.
Yeah, I think. I mean, no, you have to. There's no thinking.
She's not getting, like, we let her watch the TV and shit. Yeah. But she won't get the iPad when we're out, like, fucking color.
Yeah.
Like a normal child. Okay, yeah. Like, stuff like that. Like, the only time she'll get, like, I don't even let her, like, she'll try and grab my phone. She don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, she don't know what she's doing.
But, like, if I'm playing poker, like, I'll let her look at it. And she's like,
I know.
She gets amused by it, but I'm like, that's the closest she'll get.
Yeah.
Like, I won't put, like, I'm not going to, like, set up shows when we're out. But, like, you're entertainers. Like, they'll develop no good social skills. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So, let them, she's a great when she's out anyway. Dude, Carrie took her to a baby shower last week. And they gave her, like, an orange to hold or whatever, or a clementine or whatever it was. Dude, the happiest. Like, holding it, like, rubbing on it. Like, dude, it was so funny. She sent me pictures. I'm like, so funny. I'm like, man, I wish a fucking orange made me
that happy. Made me that happy, man. Dude, kid, Max, like, you could give him, if he had a remote control in his hand and you gave him a piece of fruit, he would drop that remote in a second, and the fruit would just make him so happy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, man. Like,
you know what makes me happy?
What?
Food.
Food makes me happy, too, man.
Here, like, we have a bad day.
Yeah.
It's like, if she has a bad day, it's like, let's just fucking order some sushi.
Yeah, some sushi.
Me, I'm like, I got to get a Primo's Italian hoagie, man. But, like, that's what I look forward to. Like, after a long week, I'm like, I can't just wait to sit on my couch.
And eat.
Order some fucking food. And fucking just chill. Yeah. Or make, like I did. I made the my own sandwich yesterday, which is fucking better than anything you're gonna buy around here anyway. Oh, dude, it's so good. The chicken, like, caramelized over, it's like marinated in like this good. Like, it's like a tamarind soy sauce, like it's like thicker than soy sauce.
Okay,
but I did that.
It's like a hoisin sauce almost, but
not as thick.
Not as thick as hoisin. Nah, okay,
it's still liquidy.
Gotcha.
But I did that. So a little bit of oyster sauce, some chili sauce, some sriracha.
Mm.
And
actually sounds really good.
I did some sesame oil, then I coated in olive oil, a little bit of fish sauce. What else? And fuck, I forgot. Oyster sauce, chili sauce, fish sauce, sesame oil, olive oil. I forgot sriracha.
What's sriracha, boy?
Sriracha, I think that was it. But I let it marinate, and when I cooked it on the blacktop, it
Oh yeah, dude, I forgot you had that blacktop, dude.
Or blackstone.
Blackstone. Sorry.
It caramelized real nice.
Very nice.
Felt like a nice little like thing on top.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the chicken was so good.
Dude, that's nice.
I grilled some like eggplant, bell peppers from my garden.
Really?
And the long hots I threw on there too, dude. And like we had the chicken for dinner, and then I made chicken sandwich as like a leftover, and then I made a whole nother. Like six chicken, I butterfly them and then pop them on there. I made another six for like the week and making another sandwich. I bought like a big fucking thing of like the French bread.
Yeah.
The other day. Oh, dude, it was so good.
Dude, speaking of, not to jump around, but like speaking of grills, man, I feel like grill, it's like I cannot do it.
Dude, you know what? I hate doing it, but like I have to do it.
Yeah.
I know you like doing it.
I love doing it, but I hate
this cutting the grass.
Oh,
I hate. I don't mind the cutting the grass. I hate like the little shit afterwards, like the weed whacking.
Yeah, the weed whacking
and the blowing.
Yeah,
but like I get so. This has to
you
be
get
my
so
dad.
Into
I
it.
Get so, no, I just get anxiety when my grass gets to a certain length. I'm like, oh, it looks like shit. I like it short.
Oh,
like a nice. I like the look of it, the fresh cut.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I cut it every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have to.
Yeah.
Like, if I get past a week, I'm like, I start getting like I come home and I'm like. Anxious.
I have
like
to adore, like, is there a certain time of the week that you have to do it so that it remains
Saturdays?
Saturdays? And how long do you get before it gets out of control for you?
1 week.
Exactly 1 week.
Yeah. Okay. If I could let it go over a week, it's a pain in the dick. So
I used to do it on Fridays. Now I do it on Mondays. Sundays or Mondays. Mm. Usually not on Sundays.
I can't do it after work or I would. And it's just like a baby and all that. Oh, yeah. I would have to put her in like a back thing and like.
I know. Dude.
Let her sit in the back. And then I get yelled at and she's getting like too much sun.
Oh, yeah. I know. I think of that with Max, but then he gets real bronze.
At least
like, good,
you have
good,
a,
good, good.
At least you have a boy, because then you can be like, all right, son, time to go cut the fucking
grass.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, me, the girl, I'm going to be like, she's going to do yard work. I'll make her just help me with my garden.
Yeah, help the garden, yeah.
But
who knows? She might be out there. She might be out there pushing with pot.
Yeah,
she might
there. I probably would teach her, so you know, she ain't depending on no man to cut her grass. Man. But I hope she's a tough chick.
Yeah.
I do plan on putting her right into like jiu-jitsu and shit. As soon as she's like 3. Let her fucking start choking people out. Because I'm like, hey, man, when you turn 16 and you're in high school and some douchebag who thinks he's tough, like, smacks her in the ass.
Yeah.
And I'm not there to fucking stab him.
Yeah.
She can just choke him out.
Yeah. Vinny would stab him with a soft carrot, of course. No. But for
very hard ice pick, like,
for minor purposes. For minor purposes. We maybe not an ice pick. But when he gets 18, you'll stab him in the eye with an ice pick?
I'll stab anyone for her. I don't give a fuck.
True.
Anyone hurts her, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Get one of your goons.
I'll sleep beautifully in jail knowing I did something to save my daughter. Easily, dude. If someone ever did anything to hurt her and I killed them, I would sleep like a fucking...
Yeah.
Probably the most peaceful sleep I ever have for the rest of my life, because I just think about that memory and be like...
Well, I know you. What about mom? Like, does mom did she get into a lot of fights?
No, but I know she's crazy enough where she would like skin you alive.
Skin you alive.
Protect her.
She would get you onto Liam Neeson.
The bond Kiri and Cam have, dude.
I can see her on that.
Dude, Kiri would fuck it. She don't need to know how to fight. She has a gun.
I could see her being like some, I don't know, show like, I don't try to think of Kim Possible type type thing where she would go around backflipping off some fucking building to get her kid.
Okay, but she would definitely go in guns blazing.
But I feel like for the kid, she would turn into another person.
She could. But I think that's where she would just go in like John Wick.
Okay.
I'd be like, I taught her that.
You probably would see a side of her. You're like, damn, where'd you learn that, babe?
I don't think about that all the time. I'm like, why'd I let her get a gun? Wake up with it in my fucking my face one day.
Mm-hmm.
What'd I do?
Yep.
You didn't run the dishwasher.
Yep. You fucked about the wrong bitch today. That's funny, dude. Oh my god. Yeah, but you don't want to fuck with a mom or dad. Like you can fuck with people if you want, but when it comes to like a mom,
real mom or dad.
Yeah.
You don't. Some parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like a real mom and dad.
Real mom and dad who care.
Oh my god. Yeah. Game over, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Game fucking over.
I'll go to jail. Like, this is crazy. I know I'll go to jail for my kid. And he's like, Dad, my dad wasn't there. No, your dad was there. He's fighting for your right, buddy. That's why I'm in jail right now, because I punched some teacher in the face because they were doing some weird shit.
Oh, dude.
And
I'm sorry. Fucking strangle a motherfucker in a heartbeat.
And people think I'm insane for saying that, and I love it. I love it.
You got to be insane. Thank you. Because they're trying to do insane shit.
You know what? I'm going to
crazy. You got to match that crazy.
Match that fucking energy.
you
want to say fucking crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll go fucking crazy, man.
Fucking
let me calm myself down. I will go crazy.
I do fuck with the Jurassic Park shirt that you got on right now.
Thank you, dude.
Great shirt.
You know what? I had a Jurassic Park hat, but I lost it in Punta Cana. I flew off my hat on the back of a truck.
I do like the Jurassic World, the first one.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this last
time. We did,
yeah.
But the other ones, they just got...
Yeah, they sucked.
They sucked. They started making
the original first two are great, too.
Yeah.
I was rewatching the second one, too. I forgot Vince Vaughn was in it.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, there's one scene where they're like, he's like, yeah, the company set a contingency backup plan. They're like, what's that? He's like, me. And he's like putting together bolt cutters. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Bolt cutters, you're badass.
Vince Vaughn, dude. He's funny. I always forget that he's in the movie.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I haven't had those in like years, but.
What's that?
Potatoes. Like, I don't really try to eat Taco Bell, but, like, I will say, the potatoes were just the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
I can't do Taco Bell, man.
Yeah, you shouldn't, man. No one should.
The only thing I'll do from Taco Bell is the chalupas, I think.
The chalupas?
Yeah.
Chalupas are good. Yeah, the chalupas are good. They got a new thing. It's called, like, what's the name? Grilled cheese taco? It's like a hard taco.
Oh, I seen that, and they just put the cheese on the outside. Dude, yeah.
I had it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Probably.
Yeah,
It's all shit. Of course it's good.
It's good, but it's all fake. Yeah, it's all fake.
Fake flavoring.
Get it once a year. Don't get it. For people that are eating it weekly, You're killing
the
your biggest, inside.
The most fast food I'll go is like Wawa or Royal Farms.
Yeah.
Yes. Most, and like Royal Farms is solid because it's like real chicken.
The chicken sliders, yeah, I know you like those, yeah.
Solid.
I didn't know if I should get the spicy chicken or the regular chicken ones. I just got the regular one. Really? Okay. Yeah. Nah, dude, Royal Farms, I just get the Krispy Kreme donuts, man. This Krispy Kreme donuts, man. Oh, my goodness.
A good fresh donut, dude. Oh, yeah. Will fucking go a long way.
I had an argument with somebody the other day about Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, don't even start. If you had to start off by saying Dunkin' Donuts, I'm done.
Wake Up Wraps, though, they are clutch.
Yeah, Marine gets them all the time, man.
Here, fuck them up, dude.
Dude, they are,
A little hot sauce on them, solid.
You probably get no cheese on it, right?
No cheese.
Yeah, no cheese. Cheese. I know you.
You know me.
I know you.
Because I'll be driving. Shit myself.
No cheese. I never get cheese. You're right.
Dude, my stomach's such a fucking bitch in the morning.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Can't do cheese. Even though I drink half and half of my coffee, I pay for it almost every day, but I'm like, I have to, because I just love half and half of my coffee.
And you start your morning off with like 2.5 cup of coffee before you probably even eat, right?
So, I don't even eat lunch lately. How busy I am at work, but all I have all day is literally the coffee I have in the morning, and it's normally like 16 ounces.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'll fill up a pre-workout shake.
Like this guy.
Like 20 ounces.
Something bigger
if
than
it's
this?
Like cold brew, I do, and I just fucking, that's my fucking like thing for the morning.
Let's see what this is. It's 20 ounce, so.
Yeah.
Okay, like so that. I probably have 1 to 1.5.
I cut back a lot. Used to drink like 4 or 5 cups of coffee throughout the day. Because I'd just be bored or something. I just need something to keep like my hands going. So I just drink my coffee. And I love the taste of coffee, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, too much sugar going in. I was like, I've got to cut back on that. I only do 1 cup now, and it's just 1 in the morning. Unless it's the weekend, and like I'll make a nice coffee today, a little bit later in the afternoon. But other than that, that's all I do.
I used to take my Adderall, dude, and took a cup of coffee. Your stomach just, you would blow a fucking bathroom out, dude. And it would make you so, like, you're like shaking because you're, you know, drinking coffee and taking a stimulant.
My eyes are probably like an owl.
Dude, yeah, dude, my eyes and mouth are always dry. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, but we need to go crabbing in like 2 weeks.
Mm. If you want to go crabbing in exactly 2 weeks, I'm not going to ask the wife. I'm just going to let her know that, hey, me and Vinny are going crabbing. Yep. You let me know, and we'll make it happen because I want to go. I can't wait till we take the kids.
It's gonna be fun. Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
It's fun, but also scary.
That's in like,
because the kid's gonna be jumping
in like
the water.
5 years though.
Yeah, you know what? I would need like a harness on him. I need him harnessed down to the seat.
I would need a life jacket and then the bungee, not the bungee cord, but like the almost like a leash tied to the
boat. Exactly. So they can float. If they jump off, they can't float too far.
We gotta bring the fishing rods again.
Yeah, we do
this time. Half the time, so we don't pull up the trap so much. Yeah. We just cast out a little bit.
A little bit. Have you caught fish out there before?
No. I've gotten nibbles, but I think the only thing I've really seen in there were like those little like minnows. There's probably like a flounder or something on the ground.
I want to catch a fish in there.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do instead of, because the current's normally strong, so last time when I had like the, what's the floating thing again? The bobber.
The bobbers.
On there, but I don't think that's, should really work, and I think I got some tacks. Have to let it drag on the ground.
I got some tacks, I think, for
be bobs. Careful because the turtles too.
Oh my god, I forgot about the turtles and the eels too. They'll probably
caught some eels.
I don't like touching those things. I'm a bitch when it comes to that shit, dude.
I think about is like an electric eel when I touch.
That's what I'm thinking.
But
though,
then, dude, the eel's fucking good, man. Maybe we should keep it. Dude, we caught some big fucking eels that one time.
Yeah.
Remember we got in the boat? Get it out.
Oh, yeah, dude. That thing was fucking creepy, man. It's just like a big old black dick just... I'm like, nah, bro. Get out of here.
Touching you on the leg?
it just skeezed me out.
A fucking eye, dude.
I got like worms and shit like that. I can grab handfuls of them all day long, put the shit on there. But when it comes to those big ass snakes and eel type shits, I'm not with it.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch when it comes to snakes. Do you like snakes?
If I know it's not venomous, I'll probably fuck with it.
I would pass out, dude. If a snake
it has to be small, though. I ain't fucking with no big.
Like a garden snake.
I'll fuck around with a garden snake, but a fucking...
Little note feet from Lil Bear. Yeah. You know what I mean? That one's all right. Oh, is that buzzing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little late now, but whatever.
Well, you know what? Your laptop isn't charged.
Yeah.
It was dead when I got here, so I have to leave that in there.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck it.
It's in there now. Actually, we might not hear the buzz on the what's name. You guys let us know if you can hear the buzz. If you can't hear the buzz, that is the white guy's fault. But he has a nice little laptop here, man. I remember when we got from Best Buy.
I know.
Nice.
Carrie still makes fun of me. She's like, yo, you barely use it. I'm like, whatever, man.
You know what? At least you got it.
I use it enough.
Yeah, you use it enough. And when you want to use it, you got it. Mm-hmm. This Mac cannot connect to iCloud because of the problem. Man, Max, never mind. Forget it. You, Mac. You're always fucking up.
Yeah, dude, I fucking...
I want my Microsoft back, dude. I really do.
Dude, I want Windows 98 mm-hmm. back. Throw a little fucking
oh my God.
Wolfenstein on.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And you put like the code in to kill Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, the good old days when your computer would stop you and say, you have a virus.
Please stop jerking off. Yeah.
Keep downloading all those free movies and games.
I remember I had a laptop and it like, dude, it got a legit virus and completely crashed and turned off. And my mom's like, what'd you do to it? I'm like, what do you think happened? She's like, what? I'm like, what? You're going to make me say it? Mom, I'm like, of course. I was like, I was looking at fucking porn.
damn. What'd she say?
She fucking was like, ugh. And I was like, I had to throw it out.
Oh, I stopped.
Pull it out.
Hold on. It did stop.
When did it stop?
Error while trying to synchronize audio and MIDI. So let's do this. Unplug this.
I can still hear the...
I can still hear it. All right. All right, we're back, man. I don't know.
That's right. We're having some technical difficulties. But we did a good sesh.
Yeah, we definitely...
We can always play safe, wrap it up, get our liner in there.
Yeah.
And then fucking, you know...
Let's see.
I
don't want to keep going out.
Going in and out. Fuck it, that was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
Fuck them all, man. Fuck everyone. That was one white guy.
And one black guy. Boom.